CyWorks in Winston-Salem. I'm Sean Fitzmaurice, and this is CyWorks Radio. Innovation is the introduction of new ideas, devices, or methods that will simplify and improve our lives. An obvious example is the smartphone. At any moment, I can listen to music and make a citizen science entry right after I waste about an hour on social media. I can even make phone calls, but I prefer to text. Not all innovations are so complex. Many are so simple, you don't even recognize them as innovations. Take the fork or the ink pen, for example. The medical community has always been a source of innovation. But how have the simplest ideas made the biggest impacts?
If you look at the stethoscope, it was invented in 1826, and you still see it around every physician's neck. That innovation today is the standard of care for listening to your heart, listening to your lungs. Same with a hypodermic needle came in play in the late 1800s, and we're still in use of those today.
That's Ken Russell, the director of Wake Forest Innovation's medical device program. He and his colleagues are improving the way the medical community saves lives. For example, the hypodermic needle hasn't changed much in 200 years. But the traditional model, it's not so perfect for delivering medication from inside someone's organs.
You're watching the needle and you're steering it, but at the same time you have a syringe hooked to it down at your hand level, which you use to inject the medicine with. One of our urologists, he's like, Ken, I can't see those little marks. And if I look down, I've got to take my eyes off of what I'm doing with the patient. Can you come up with something that would move incrementally so I can accurately dose in equal measure without having to look at it? So we've developed with him an incremental syringe. The only thing we've changed is the plunger now has a tactile stop and an audible click as you move to each increment.
During surgery, suture needles, not in immediate use, are a sticking hazard, and they need to be removed. Dr. Andrew Coleman, the Wake Forest Chief of Orthopedic Surgery, saw this as a tremendous waste of time and resources.
He invented just a little clamshell device that clamp over the suture needle, capturing the needle so you won't get stuck, and you can leave multiple needles in place while you're balancing out the ligaments and go from one to the other. It saves time in the OR and prevents a needle stick.
And here's another simple solution to a common medical inconvenience.
A lot of the nasal cannulas is that you're used to seeing where these two little prongs that stick in someone's nose with the two tubes that lap around the ears. Most of those had been retrofitted. So you had two prongs delivering oxygen and two prongs below it measuring the CO2. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to see if air is coming out one port and CO2 is going on the other and they're right side by side, you're not getting a very accurate measure. So what one of our doctors has done, Patrick Yates, he came up with a new way of taking basically two compartments in one tube, goes inside the nasal cavity on one side only, and it delivers oxygen about 5 centimeters inside the nose, measured carbon dioxide at the exit. So now you've separated oxygen and carbon dioxide, you get a much more accurate measure. The oxygen is delivered deeper in the nose.
Sometimes the solution seems like a no-brainer, but it's usually someone who works daily with a problem who will offer the best solution. Like this one from Michelle Kelly, a nurse anesthetist.
And you've all seen these little rubber green balloons. People are manually pushing them to ventilate a patient. Most of those are hooked up to endotracheal tubes. Sometimes they have to manually press these balloons. And the force can overcome the attachment force, so the balloon falls off. And so now the patient's not breathing. They're scrambling to get another balloon. Michelle looked at it and says, why don't we just simply put a fastener on these things and fix it? In the event that they have to manually oxygenate somebody with the bag, it won't pop off. Having the support of the management of Wake Forest Baptist Medical Center allows us to work with our physicians and staff who are dealing with patients day in and day out. They are solving the problems that improve patients' lives, and it really helps them accomplish their mission to care and to cure for patients. Most university hospitals don't have this capability to take physicians and staff's ideas and improve patients' daily lives.
Listen to all archived episodes of CyWorks Radio on WFDD.org. CyWorks Radio is a production of CyWorks and WFDD. Music by Storyman.